What's going on, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of DJ's Booth. I'm your host, DJ. And here at DJ's Booth, we cover new and upcoming releases for the hottest video games, gaming news, as well as personalized game reviews, and much, much more to come. So today we'll be covering the Division 2 beta, which was open to play for everybody on March 1st to March 4th. And I just kind of want to expand on my first thoughts before actually playing the game. One of the things that I noticed right away was the graphics. The graphics look really, really great in the Division 2. If we are going to compare it to the first one, it looks a lot more refined, a lot more detailed. You can see a lot of the detail within the city itself. They chose Washington, D.C. as the location. And on top of that, they ditched the winter theme and went for the whole summer vibe, which I think was the right choice. In terms of the graphics, the winter theme does have a little bit of more of a rendering issue, so it does take a little bit more power to actually make snow look a lot better than like summer trees. So I'm glad they actually chose a season that meshed well with the environment. The Division 2 is also going to be heavily focused on its storyline. It's going to be a much longer storyline compared to the first Division. Ubisoft was stating that their main storyline was about 40 hours long, but we know how they like to pump those numbers up. So we're probably going to be expecting 30 to 35 hour long storyline here, like your main missions. But what we're really interested in is the endgame. For those of you who are interested in the Division 2 endgame, this has a lot more to offer compared to the first one. A couple things right off the bat for the endgame is you're going to be looking at 4 to 6 player raids, which is going to be absolutely insane. We're going to be looking at a lot of Dark Zone action. And for those of you who did not play the first Division, Dark Zone is a sort of neutral battle zone where player versus player can happen, as well as player versus AI. There's a couple missions in there, but usually you're in there to get some loot, get out, and potentially pick a fight. Now, if you're not a player versus player type of person, don't worry. The Dark Zone, you can definitely get in and get out without having to interact with anyone. It might be a little tough, but it is definitely possible. And my last first thought before playing the game would be the infrastructure. And what I mean about the infrastructure is rebuilding the White House specifically. That's probably one of the coolest aspects you can toss into a game with a theme of a government shutdown. It sounds very hardcore, but at the same time, it's very on point with the storyline. Upgrading your base of operations, which would be the White House, will get you your benefits such as weapon upgrades, armor upgrades, gadget upgrades, all of that. As well as in the end game, you're going to be looking at enhancing your weapon, which basically means that if you like a gun, you can actually bring it from a low level hitting weapon to a high level hitting weapon, depending on what kind of upgrades you're looking to do. They haven't emphasized too much on that, but from what they've shown us, it looks very promising in depth as well as detailed. So for those of you who are hardcore into upgrading, this could possibly be for you. And that's going to wrap it up here for the first thoughts about the Division 2 here. I am going to get some hours in and hopefully have some more news to tell you guys, my personal experience and how it all went. So I'll definitely catch you guys in a bit here, and thank you so much for joining me.